Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Open Mic Worldwide, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And hello, everybody. This is the program where you can call in, create your own subject, keep it clean, and turn down all your audio. And try to avoid a speakerphone if you call in. Usually get better reception on a regular landline. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic. 213-816-1650. And I'm hearing on the news that this Russian guy, I don't even want to use his name on my program, is being accused of war crime. Now, you know, that term is so weird because I think war in of itself should be a crime.
Right. You know?
But how do you pass a law like that? And it would have to be an international law. How do you pass a law like that? And how do you enforce it? Now, there's a challenge for any system.
Yes,
you know, how do you enforce a law that says you're not allowed to declare war?
Yeah, right.
You know, it has to be only what they call that, a Cold War. Or, you know, words or whatever, but no violence, no weapons. That would be a challenge for the European Union, for the world, you know. So now this guy's accused of war crimes, and in other words, a war crime is what? You can, in war, you're allowed to kill somebody, but you can't use certain weapons or certain objects or poisons to kill them. You got to kill them in another way. Isn't that stupid?
That's the treaty, like war crimes.
What?
I guess they have a treaty for war crimes, too.
I guess so, but the whole thing is really stupid because the person's going to be as dead as they would be any other way.
That's right. So stupid. You could kill this person if you stab him with a knife, but putting him with Agent Orange, which they did with my cousin and a whole bunch of other soldiers, and they couldn't, you know, battle it because, you know why? It was killing them slowly, you know. And now he's passed away. He had cancer, you know, pancreatic cancer from the Agent Orange. So he died of pancreatic cancer. So I think that's wrong both ways, you know.
There's a lot of things that can be done about that the medical profession doesn't recognize. No system is perfect, but they limit themselves.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
Lots of
people. He lived for 2 years longer than he was supposed to. He should have been, this is what they said at least, he should have been passed on longer than that. That's what they said. So, I don't
know. Yeah, well, you know, they make predictions, but who knows?
That's right. God knows
how accurate they are, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And, you know, whatever subject you want to pick. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. Tom's River, New Jersey. Adopt an Akita. And, if you need food for your animal, we got a good place for you. Nobody Starved on Long Island, name of the organization. And they're at 631-484-3085. So you can get dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do that.
Yeah.
Nobody Starved on Long Island. Talk to Gary at 631-484-3085. And don't forget about the Big East Akita Rescue. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. And we thank them. Hey, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. My buddy over there in Islip, New York, who believes in freedom and justice and equality for all people. And that's why he supports Inner Sight and what we're fighting for. And by the way, our deepest condolences to Dolly and her sister and the loss of their mom, who spent years in a nursing home and then passed away at the age of 94 and died from what was described to me by Sandra, her daughter, an infection due to neglect.
Yeah.
You know, a common occurrence.
Like my mom.
In a nursing home.
Like my mom.
So Sandra and Dolly have joined our fight, and we welcome them. And to get rid of these nursing homes.
Oh yeah.
You know,
we need an army.
The best nursing home is the worst one in the world.
Yeah.
Because they're all bad.
They really are.
We don't need them.
But I have the best nursing home in the world. They're great. They do this. People tell me that all the time, and I said, no, they're not. Trust me. There's not one nursing home you can convince me that is perfect. Not a one.
They're far from perfect.
No, they're very far from perfect. The only one that's perfect, in my eyes, is a closed one. Really. It's that sad.
Yeah, you get rid of the...
it's a closed
turn them into something good.
Yeah, turn them into
accessible housing, you know.
Yeah, people would enjoy that, an accessible housing unit. They could go and come as they please with an aide coming back and forth. They would enjoy that wholeheartedly instead of sitting in a bed rotting. My mother used to sit in her bed because they had to change her. And after they changed her, they left her rotting in the bed, and that's why she got sores, and she got extra infections. She used to play with her cell phone to let me know that she was in the bed.
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Call you tomorrow. I'm on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. And let me praise Dolly and her sister Sandra for...
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep their mom out of the nursing home. And, of course, they couldn't handle it financially. There are millions of people in the same predicament. What?
Yeah. That's what they want you to do, and they want that to happen. I really seriously am convinced of that. You can't handle it anymore. Oh, let's take that off of you. I'm really convinced of that.
Well, yeah, they make you spend your resources and your money and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Now I have
and,
my aunt
the agent,
that is doing that, too.
Yeah, the agencies stand by and don't help, you know.
That's
and they
true.
Set up these programs that are really set up for you to fall. And then when you fall, they're right there to scoop you up with the nursing home.
Sadly, yes.
So anybody out there who is trying to keep their loved one out of a nursing home, join with us. We're working on a... How are we doing with that petition?
Still the same amount. I actually took a look at it. The amount. Oh,
all right,
we've got to
get that petition up there.
No, it is. But
it is up there at change.
Yeah.
Change.org.
Yes, it is up there. I did it the other day.
Oh.
But we have to look at one or two couple areas. I told you today during the day, we have to look at one or two areas that we have to look at, because the contact information, do we need all of it? Other things that are on the petition, do we need
all right,
of it?
But the petition is now up
itself
there, right?
Is, yes, it is. It's been up
all
there.
Right, so people can go to change.org and
yeah.
Nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing, and look for our petition.
Yep.
Along with that, we've set a tentative date for a demonstration to get the word out that these nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing.
Yeah.
September 17th, Saturday, from 11 to 2. The location. To be announced.
To be announced.
And we're hoping to get enough support to get the message
really
out there.
Yep.
To
and
maybe
saying,
reach one.
I'm sorry. I have something that they're saying. They're saying something on the Skilled Nursing News about nursing homes. When you're done speaking, I'll tell them to our audience.
And maybe we'll get the message out there and hope to reach a politician or politicians who will see the value of turning nursing homes into accessible housing and join with us. Now, what were you saying about the nurse? What?
Remember when we got that amount of $196 billion? Well, that came from... the CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, well, they said that in the Skilled Nursing News that we read online on speaking and all that, that they were very disheartened that many of these nursing homes are closed. And they gotta do something about it, blah 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 blah. This is the so appropriate time that everybody can join together. If you don't like these nursing homes, here it is, right now. Join together. Doesn't matter who or the disability or anything. We must join together. One message and get this done. Period. That's
my
message.
Wait a minute. Now what did the Medicare people say? They'll say that again. I didn't get that.
Okay, the Medicaid and Medicare people just made the announcement of
the money, yeah.
Yes, right. So after that...
It goes into the nursing home. Yeah.
Right, and then the nursing home people who were Skilled Nursing News said that. And then after they said that, you know, the same thing over again, they said, we're really concerned that, you know, all of our nursing homes are going to be okay. So instead of being concerned, step into out of the limelight.
Their nursing homes are going to be okay?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
How the hell are they going to be okay if they're taking everybody's money and neglecting them?
Nothing's, exactly.
It's not okay. It's horrible.
Exactly. It's horrible.
It's a waste of money.
And not only that, they're saying that a lot of them are closing and they can't help them. And just a lot of really...
Well, good. Let
them
close.
That's right. We'll just take over the space. That's
turn them into accessible housing.
That's right.
That's the best thing that could happen.
That's
they close
right.
up.
That's right. But it doesn't say that they can't go into another space. That's the problem that we're encountering. There needs to be a law saying that this is unacceptable behavior. You cannot reopen your nursing home at all.
Yeah.
It's illegal to open it. That's all. That's what this needs to
say.
Inner
Sight
means
freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And we remind you of all the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Watch over them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them. Go an extra mile for a child. The anniversary of the death of Corey is coming up. What, 2 weeks? I think it was the 18th, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
April 18th.
That's the day of my surgery, sadly enough.
Well, that's the day I'll be on the air talking about Corey.
I'll be on the air, too.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic 213-816-1650. You want to pick a subject, talk about whatever you want. And anybody on the line?
Yes, we have people on the line. I just want to see how many people. We have
right.
Anthony and what's his name? He wanted to just introduce, it was Louie. Love Jobs, Louie. He wanted to come in and just announce Friday.
All right, so let's...
He left.
Let's take Anthony from Brooklyn and we'll get Louie on the promotion on a Friday night.
Yeah, but he's not on anymore. And when he comes back, I'll let you know. All right,
Inner Sight.
Here comes Anthony.
Live.
Oh, come on. I hate these buttons. They don't react. I'm sorry, Frank. I don't know why.
Anthony, you there?
I don't know even. No. Hold on.
There,
this is crazy. He's not even reacting. Yeah, I've been holding it, everything. It's not even opening the mic, Frank.
All right. So
like
we
that.
Appear to have some
technical
stuff going on. We'll try to fix it.
Yeah. Hold on.
In the meantime... let me tell you about the television schedule. Tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirits. And check out the Inner Sight. It's not just on rerun, but check it out. Altice, 7:30.
It's going
Thursday night, Long Island, Channel 20 on the Altice.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Long Island Cable.
Great.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
That's good. So, about this nursing home thing, I can't see where they're going because, I mean, you would have thought that they would have made a lot of money off of the people that went to the nursing home after the coronavirus thing happened. And, you know, a lot of them are still there. And people, are going to die there. I mean, they've left people no choice by, not allowing people to have the hours of the home health aides that they need. So, I mean, how are these places going away? I don't see it. You know what I mean? The people are already there, and then what are they going to do with all those people? You know, they have no homes to go to. Many of them have no family. So I just really think... this is something that comes from the Nursing Home Workers Union, and I really think that they know it's not going anywhere. They probably want more funding, just like the nursing home workers wanted more money because they said they have to take care of more patients and, they're being put at risk of the coronavirus and all that. So, I don't really think that... anything is in the process of changing as far as these nursing homes closing. They're just getting everybody excited for nothing, really.
Well, as far as people not having any place to go, that's the damn ass fault of the politicians and these nursing homes who took away their home, who robbed them of their home.
Right, but that's
friggin' disgusting.
That's
now these people. Are in a sense unprotected because they stole their dwellings, their home, and their money. They took all their money. You see what happens? What we're talking about? Once again, these places closed. Once again, these people are many of them are unprotected and don't have a home.
Right.
Because there's no law that says that every eligible apartment must be made accessible. And that's the first damn thing they ought to do.
That's
right.
It's the fault of the government and the nursing home that these people have no place to go.
And then
you
have
to... They should also not have the right to take their dwelling, period. End of story.
Yeah, they take a dwelling, Suzanne, because they feel in their mind that you're never going to get out of a nursing home, and it's kind of a final decision, you know, that you were put there, and you're put there, you know, till the end of your life. So
it's
they
not a
figure...
hospice. That's a different story. So it was a hospice. Even in a hospice situation, you don't know what God has put in front of you. You know. So how could all this? You know what I'm saying? That's my next fight too. Believe me, I'm going to fight all of this until it's gone.
But they put that in the same category because some people die, you know, with hospice care agencies, you know, with their home health aides in their home, and some, you know, die in the nursing home. But once they put you in the nursing home, you know, I mean, a lot of people are not going to say, you know, well, he or she's old, I don't have time to fight to get them out, I would have to get a lawyer, it's a big process, she's too sick, I couldn't handle her or him, you know, they have
that's
more people
money.
In the nursing home.
Period.
Yeah.
It's too much money to do it. That's mostly what it is.
Yeah, and then they're always going to encourage you to keep the person in because they're already there, why don't you keep her here, she'll be fine, you know, we'll take care of her, and, you know, maybe they'll, I don't know, assign them another nurse's aide if you complain about the quality of care.
It's very badly depressing to see people in a hospice. And what do? They put people who are dying all together and their families all together. Do you know, I went there and I saw it all when I was rounding as a dietitian. And do you know, after that point in time, I got sick because I couldn't handle it. I couldn't.
Yeah, there are a lot
now
of people.
There was one thing that the late Governor Bum Cuomo said that was true. He said, people die, all right?
That's right.
Right? People die. But who the hell gives you the right to promote it? To promote death.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
and to take people's homes and their money and demand that they're going to die in a place that's horrible and neglectful.
We
know people die, but don't promote them.
I wish he would go inside of a nursing home himself, disguised, okay? He has to be disguised. That would be the rest of his punishment. He would then go in disguise, and not only disguise, go in there and be a patient, completely be a patient. Let him experience it.
But Suzanne, I don't think I could ever vote for him again because I think he was being so, you know, incompassionate and nonchalant about it, you know, that I could never, you know, conscientiously vote for him again.
He was saying, me neither. He was saying that, oh, but they're going to die anyway, so why should I do anything about it?
Yeah,
you know, they're
going to
die
faster
than everybody else because they have a disability or they have an injury or they have whatever. Just fill the blank. Everything really bad, you know, and that's not right. So I'm going to die anyway, you're saying? If I come into a nursing home and I have a big house and I have this and I have that and you're making it easier for me to die?
That's the way he feels, and you know, a lot of people, you know, when you speak out against the nursing homes, they'll say, you know, well, you don't know his or her individual condition, so you can't judge based on their case to say whether they need to go in a nursing home or not, you know, and that's the problem,
know,
you know.
People deserve the right to live their life in their own standard, in their own view of time, and in their with their own family, with everything. I could fill in so many blanks there. They deserve the right to be free. That's what they deserve.
And
right?
Then, Suzanne, the problem is when these nurses come from these insurance companies and they start telling people who originally, you know, had the thought in their mind to try to keep their family members in their homes that, you know, well, we really only give 3 hours and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you know, it's very hard to get more.
Well,
and,
we have the solution to that. We have the solution to that. First of all, you got to mandate the agencies to start raising money to help people to pay for some of those hours. Secondly, you got to start a thing called Volunteers for Freedom, and you establish a fund, and you take a certified home health aides who want to donate the hours. And you compensate them financially. You know, you pay their car insurance or their mortgage in accordance with how many hours they're going to donate.
That's
that would clear that problem up.
Right.
Yeah, because
they're not allowed to even work more than 40 hours. So if they donate, so they want to work and say they donate 10 hours for argument's sake. It makes it a little easier to do some calculations with 10 hours. All right, so they
donate
10
hours. Whatever
way it
works out.
Right. So then, yeah, right. So they donate 10 hours, and that person gets to, what do you call, go and have a easier time, say, shopping with their daughter. They're able to still move around and ambulate, whatever, thankfully, and they don't have to pay the extra stuff or do the extra stuff that they're forced to do in the nursing home. Let me tell you, there were so many things I can't even... So I could probably fill a book with all the things that they restricted us from doing and made me feel, like, so depressed and so, like, this is the end of my life. Is this what it's going to be? That I have to be on a, I don't know how to explain it, on a regimented, like, jail-like type of environment. That's what it is.
You've got to
be in
depressing.
A modern-day legal concentration camp. That's how I would describe
it.
They tell you that they're giving you food based on your diet and all that. And
oh, it's
the problem
worse.
Is that
I never heard.
Most,
it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
And the problem is that most people worked, and you get no reward for your work at the end when you need, you know, Medicare to kick in for you and give you the hours that you need. They don't want to give you anything, only
when
you get...
The story that I heard just recently, and I'm not going to mention the names because I haven't cleared it with the people, but the story that I got recently, and I'm hoping the people will I've invited them to put it on the air. The story is that a woman in a nursing home got an infection, all right, and they neglected it. Now, listen to this closely, because this is a horror, you know. Got an infection, neglected it, and she died from pooping, from crapping, from defecating through her vagina.
That's right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a horrendous horror devil thing is this?
I know.
All right? I'm going to get these people in front of these microphones. I know they want to do it because they hate nursing homes.
My mother had a brain infection from the same thing, a brain infection. What devil does that, Frank? What devil does that?
There's only one devil.
Right.
And he's got the nursing home by the tail.
That's right.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. They want to keep making money and kill people on their way.
Damn right.
How could these politicians enjoy that?
But these stories get worse. Have you noticed?
Yes, they do. I got
they get worse as you go along.
The problem
to die
is
from defecating through your vagina?
That people, you know, keep putting their family members into it. So, you know, the more people they have the more backing they have, the more money they have, the more power they have, and the more difficult it is to get rid of them.
Anthony, I was not in there for laugh and joy and stuff like that. I could not, I didn't have the hours. I didn't have the money. That's my problem. The money wasn't there. I'll keep mentioning everything's all back to money. Money, money, money wasn't there. That's
the money
problem.
Was there, but you couldn't use it.
Right.
Well, so then, I mean, all of us who are disabled, even when we have good homemakers that we really like and we're really comfortable with and they do everything for us and we want to keep them, we can't because we don't have any money. And the salary that they pay them is set, and that's that. And, you know, if they got a more competitive job, you know, you couldn't say, okay, well, I'll give you more, you know, to, you know, sweeten the deal so you'll stay with me. And you know, you're left in the dust, and you can't compete with it, and it's impossible for you to do anything about it because they offer them they offer them the money that you don't have, and they have control over it more than you do because they're powerful and you're poor and you're not, you know what I mean? And they're rich, and that's the way it is, you know. Some of these nursing homes, are owned by, big companies that own more than one.
Owned by politicians, too.
Yeah.
That bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
Even people who have gone through sport, the sport, heads of teams and stuff like that, or even owners of teams. They go for the big bucks. So nursing home is big dollars because everybody's going in after they get to a certain age.
Right.
That's
which is why they're going to fight us tooth and nail to keep it open because they love
it
because of the money.
Yeah, but let them do it. I have the truth. The truth will beat them any time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to start getting
I'm not afraid of them.
I'm not afraid of them either. I'm going to start getting recordings of people, like video recordings even if I can, recordings of people, let them give me consent while they're out of the grounds of the nursing home because you can't do it any other way. And
People can call us from the nursing home right on this show.
Yeah. And we'll take it off.
There's testimonial right there.
That's right.
It'll be in the archive, and the whole world can hear it.
That's right.
Like one person said to me, this is still America.
That's right.
You don't have
no matter
to go sneaking
nobody has
all
named
around.
It something
let
else.
Them call the show, and we'll have an audio.
That's right. That's what they should do.
Yeah,
I have an audio of my
yourself.
Mom every time I tell the story.
Anthony, anything else?
No, thank you, Frank. Just one more brief comment. I mean, we just have to hope that when these people start calling in, they don't want to start shifting them from nursing home to nursing home and say that they need to be there, and then they don't have a place to go and can't get a home health aid because they won't, agree to discharge them from the nursing home. That's the problem,
We'll help them.
But but that's all I want to say.
We've helped other people.
And we got people out.
We have
people who are actually wanting to talk. There's a person from a 408 area code, aside from Love Drops Louie.
All right. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Frank. Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And, the best piece of information I've gotten in the last 20 minutes is that some of these nursing homes are closing.
Yeah.
So take those buildings and turn them into accessible housing.
That's
put
right.
them to a good purpose.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight, we have a phone call?
Yes, we do. That's different. We also have Love Absolutely, but I'm thinking we take the phone call.
Well, let's take the phone call, and then we'll hear from Lou.
Yes, okay, here it goes.
Inner Sight Live, keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television.
Hello? Hello, this is Inner Sight.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, I didn't even know I was on. I thought I was just listening. But, yeah, I was trying to figure out where you all was going with this, and I guess you're talking about these care facilities for elderly people with dementia and Alzheimer's and and this kind of thing, right?
Yeah, nursing homes, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I've been going to nursing homes for the last probably seven months, I would say.
Yeah.
And interacting with the people, the patients that are in there at hours that are after hours. Because if you get there after six, you got to call in the nurse's station and get a request to get a special visit pass.
Right.
So I was having to go in after hours, like way after seven, you know what I mean? And I would go into the facility where they had my dad in there. Having Alzheimer's and stuff like this. And I noticed that the people that were, they would bring these people out in their wheelchairs and they would sit in front of the nurse's station and they would just be on their, they would give them some of these things to look at or whatever. And they would just sit there and I would go over there and visit my dad and they would all kind of turn their wheelchairs sort of and go towards me. And I said, how you guys doing, you know? And they're like in their 80s and 90s. I'm like, how you doing? And they're like, they're just looking at me, you know? And I said, well, the nurses seem pretty nice here, huh? And they just didn't say anything, right? They didn't do anything. And I said, well, how they treat you here? They treat you good here? And they all shook their head, no. They all shook their head. And I started thinking, I go, and they didn't say anything, they just shook their head. And nobody knew, because I was talking low to them, you know, because I didn't want anybody to hear us when we're talking. But so there is something going on in those nursing homes that are not exactly up to par. And if you had your family member in there.
Told to me. And I've seen, even though I'm disabled in my vision, I see a little bit with my, you know, eyes, and I'm able to, my mother, you know, didn't say a word after they pushed her in the bathroom. And I was there. You know, I saw them push her.
I mean, you know, and this is the kind of stuff that, you know, that when, if you were taking care of your parent, let's just say it's your parent, your mom or your dad, you wouldn't be doing the things that they do. You would not co-sign that kind of behavior. So, but they want you to give your money to the facility to take care of your parent, and you don't agree with the way they're doing things. And I totally get it, you know. And
they,
I think
take
they
the person's money, too. They take your retirement
they take my money
and your disability.
As the daughter, too.
They there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that picture, and I guarantee you, it's going to be resolved because this cannot continue to go on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's going to be resolved.
Just,
you know, we have the solution. Turn all those places into accessible housing. You know, and get people the hell out of them.
Well, I mean, that doesn't do nothing for the elderly people, though. Turning into that kind of a thing. It doesn't help them. We need to get into the people that are taking care of
accessible housing and get the help they
properly.
Need.
You have to get trained properly in order to carry out the duties that are needed to be performed.
Yeah, we of course, certified home health aides. All right, get these agencies to start raising money to help these people.
They are doing that. Even
no,
the people
not.
That are at these
if they were doing that, the people
that.
Wouldn't be in nursing homes.
But they're
that's
not raising
true.
Money for what you think, though. Because people don't raise
money.
No,
they're not.
For just for, I mean, some people do. But these people are raising money because they want...
It needs to be more advanced. It needs to be more focused. There are many things that they're not doing. I've been in 4 nursing homes myself over a year's time. They would have kept me there if I had money, I'll be honest. But because I'm dirt poor, they threw me out.
Where do you go? I mean, you have to go somewhere for a certain amount of time before you're eligible to go back into the program again? Is that the way it works?
No. No. And when I'm out of a nursing home now, and I never will go back in if I can help it, unless they take me physically and bar me from staying in a hospital and throw me in a nursing home. I know the trick now, how they get you into the nursing home. It's with the physical therapist in the hospital. It's all with what they say. I'm sorry.
So, are you saying that's a negative or a positive?
It's a negative. You could say something about a person that makes a decision about their entire life. And that's not true at that
You got the answer from those people in the wheelchairs. When you asked them. There's the answer.
Now, they're back.
They don't want to be there.
My mom went
they don't want
to
be in
the nursing home walking. Here's my decision. My mom went into the nursing home.
Well, that hurts me, because I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do?
In a casket. Big difference. And she got a ride.
I can't. All I could do is talk to people like you and enlighten you about what I saw, and you're reflecting what I was projecting, and you're reminding me that, look, see? And I'm like, yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If there's a
sign up petition,
there has to
pass it around. Help us get names.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I
that's
ask
one
you
thing you
what,
could do.
What state you live in?
Well, I'm in California.
That's a great state to be able to be passing things around. Very liberal state, very helpful state. Very much so.
Maybe in some ways, I would suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all integral part of the whole unit, you know, and we all bring something.
Yeah.
Hopefully
we bring something
that benefits everybody
as a
whole.
Doesn't matter
if
somebody's liberal or if they're very much, you know, not liberal. It just matters that people recognize what everybody's going through and now, okay, let's join together and this is a fight. That's it. That's all that matters.
Well,
very much so.
Thank you
for joining those people and helping them. That really helps when you sit and talk with people. It really helps.
I know. And they were like, it was almost like they were so hungry just to be able to, in their own way, express something to me. And if I was paying attention to the subtleness of what they were saying, I wouldn't be able to be like, what? Are you serious, you guys? And they're just like, yeah, they're not treating us good here. It's all a show. They're putting on a show. And I'm like, oh, Lord. You know, it breaks my heart. That's all I can say, man. I'm just very sensitive about this kind of crap.
Oh,
understandably.
A lot of people are.
They really
want to fight about it. And I know it was getting old when I'd say it's so many people that I know. It's been about 6 people, 6, that I know and dearly love in nursing homes. So this is the last straw on the camel's back, and that's it. You know, it's not going to exist. You know?
Well, they are doing it.
Anyway, join with us. Sign the petition.
Yeah.
We have a tentative demonstration date for September where we're going to try to get the message out that these nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing and that the money should be rerouted to help people have what they need in the housing and live their lives that way. Instead of
Which housing are you talking about?
What?
Which housing are you talking about? Are you talking
We're
about?
We're talking about every nursing home
is going to be
being renovated into accessible housing.
Okay.
Everywhere,
for
the whole country.
Special needs, because there's people that have memory care, and that's a higher level of expertise. Okay.
They could get memory care in their house. See, this is what we're trying to talk about. You're in your house, and somebody calls you and say, "Okay, we're here. Your doctor ordered memory care." Or even, you know, they come to
they
your door.
They can get everything they need in their own home. As long as the funding
is available. Who's going to train
these people
and certify them?
I'm sorry?
What?
Who's going to train and certify this new generation that you're speaking about that's coming out? And some people have experience they bring to the table, so they'll progress quicker through the program. But is that what you're trying to say?
Trying to say it's going to be a system
they'll
that's
be trained.
Not broken.
They'll be trained in the same way that they, you know, traditionally. And the thing is, instead of being in a nursing home, they'll go to a person's home and be paid.
And that's what they do to me.
Okay, so say you want to to put your parent in a home where you can get proper care, it's going to be like $12,000 to $15,000 a month. $12,000 to $15,000 a month. Who's got $12,000 to $15,000 a month to do this kind of thing on top of what they already have? Listen,
first of all, I don't think it's going
to
cost that much, but the agencies need to raise part of that money, and the government can put in the other half. They're spending $196 billion now on nursing homes. You know, they don't need that much money. If they follow our idea, because some of that help can be voluntary, and we'll compensate the volunteers by paying one of their bills, you know, maybe their mortgage or their car insurance, if they'll donate a certain amount of hours as a home health aide, we can compensate.
Well,
you can save money there.
Yeah.
That's an idea for sure. Definitely an idea.
Yeah.
To be considered.
Yeah,
I agree. You know, that could work out possibly. I mean, if it was under the right circumstances.
That way
the person
will have all the help they need to be safe.
That's right. That's important to us.
To be safe.
If they don't have any help.
A lot safer than a nursing home, believe me.
Yeah.
A lot safer.
Right.
It makes a lot, it brings a lot of relief to the family if they know their loved one is being cared for properly. And that definitely brings a lot of relief to the bigger picture, you know. And people can function at a higher level because of that relief, you know, understand?
Sure. And a lot of those people can work from home and make money and pay taxes.
Right.
You know?
Who
aren't, what's wrong with that idea?
You know, cognitively challenged, you know, from people who are just physically challenged, not cognitively challenged. Can answer phones and say, "How may I help you?" You know, just like that.
We got to wake these politicians up, man. We got to wake them up, kick their ass, and stop this bull with taking people away.
That's right.
You know, if somebody doesn't stand up for the people that can't defend themselves, like a newborn or a baby that hasn't been born yet. Or someone who's on the other spectrum, you know, of life. You know, if we don't have somebody that stands up for these people, then we're losers, man, because we're not investing in the future. And obviously, old people, young people still have a future, and we want to invest in that.
That's right.
Yeah. And you don't want to wind up in a damn nursing home either.
And
no,
how
I mean,
do you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
you don't want to go to the veterinarian if you got a broken neck.
Yeah. How would you also, like, be proud of yourself and know where things are going without even taking a look in the retrospect? You have to. And then make things work the right way. If you see something wrong, You got to fix it. You can't just go on to the next thing. And
listen,
and say,
caller, we have to take another call, but the petition at change.org, if you want to look at it,
right?
You know, and help just us get names.
That's a site's name.
A good way how you can
put
help.
It on. Yep, I was going to put it on our website. Give me a second, and it'll be up. And you could actually click on it to go there if you want to take
a look.
But
thank you so much for calling, and please call again.
Yes.
And I hope your dad is all right.
He's off. He just left. He left, thanks.
All right. Now, what did you say you're going to put up on the website? What?
Not on the website, on our
the website.
A blog, little body. We have a body of text area. We can put
the petition.
Oh, yeah,
but that's not the website.
The direct link. Yep.
You got to be very specific. You're on the air all over the world.
I know.
All right.
But
in a site.
A chance to finish what I said.
213-816-1650.
We are
reaching people.
Yes,
we're
making
them hear. We're waking them up.
Right.
You know, the stories are there. Listen to those people that this guy just told you about. That gathered around the nurse's station and were asked the question, do you people like it?
No.
Everybody shook their head no.
Right.
There's the answer.
Yeah.
There it is, right there in front of the world, on our show.
That's right.
Turn them into accessible housing. Get rid of these damn nursing homes. Stop wasting the money.
Right.
Stop abusing people. Stop creating situations where people very easily can get infection. That does not happen in your own home.
That's right.
Because people can constantly disinfect and clean and keep the place clean.
That's right, and don't have 10 other patients that they got to deal with. You know, and it's just unreal.
There was a living testimony of what Inner Sight is about with that gentleman who just called up.
That's right.
All right, is Louis still on the line?
Yes, he is. Here comes Love Drops Louis.
Louis the Lip Rivera, Inner Sight. Live.
Good evening. Good evening. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
So
what happened? You waiting for my phone call last Friday or something?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Phone line. We're not working well. I just noticed the buttons aren't working well here now, so I got to talk to them.
Yeah, my mother was on the phone. The line's busy.
Yeah. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, so we're going to have some fun this week.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night. On the Frolics.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree.
We're going to have Rosanna Dana do a war dance.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Rosanna
Woo!
Dana.
Are you going to know how to do a war dance?
Yeah. I was married to an Indian one time, and this guy said, well, you better look out because she might do a war dance on your chest. I said, get out of here.
Did she ever?
Oh,
did
cut
she
that
ever?
Out. That's Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know the story of Marlon Brando, right? How he got up there and he wouldn't take the plaque or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
He refused it because he didn't like the way Hollywood portrayed the Indians, the Native Americans.
Oh, wow.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
Hey,
Lori.
Who's that here?
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm talking to Frank Mario and Suzanne on Blood Talk Radio. My name is Marlon Brando. I'm talking to Frank Mario and one of my buddies.
Marlon Brando. Hello, Marlon.
That's pretty good.
That's very good. My name is Suzanne. How are you?
No.
Hello, my name is Suzanne. I'm talking to Louis Rivera,
my voice is low a little.
Hey, Louis,
make it a little more slick.
We only got a couple of minutes. Give us a promo for Friday night. Come on, tell everybody.
Yeah, let's know what we're doing.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. On Friday night, from 8 to 9 o'clock, and on Friday evening, Block Talk Radio presents The Follies.
Okay?
Make sure you tune in. We got a lot of fun. We're going to have a swab with Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis and Rosanna down with the swab. Having a good time, and I'm going to hear the friendly philosopher.
That's right.
And a wheelchair.
So watch out.
And a wheelchair.
You're going to have a slob in a wheelchair? What? What are you talking about?
Swab. Not slob, swab.
Okay, you confirm that for us. That's good.
All right. Friday night.
Yeah, I'll be
drinking.
I'll be drinking sangria later.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
That's right.
A bottle of sangria. And Pat Cooper. All right, we'll have Gene Kelly. I'm singing in the rain. Gene Kelly will be here.
I want to hear that. You going to sing it? Okay.
Frank will sing it together.
In a sight. We'll have a lot of fun and a lot of cuckoo stuff.
I love you, Suzanne. Bye-bye. Corey Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks,
so
Lou.
Friday. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
All right. In a sight, open mic. If you need a good civil rights attorney, 516-783-9662, phone number, James Bahamundi. So, check them out. This has been Open Mic. We want to thank all our callers, listeners. We thank people for signing the petition. We got two of them up there, one on the service dog schools and one on the nursing homes. Read them and put your signature on them and get your friends to sign them.
Yeah.
You know, people are thoroughly disgusted with these nursing homes. The atmosphere, you can tell.
Yep.
You can tell. Every person you come across who has any experience with them thinks they're horrible.
Yes.
All right. So now's the time to strike while the iron is hot.
As they put it.
Inner sight. Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 231-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number.
Right.
Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is our nursing home program.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get some people to call in.
Well, that'd be great.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, world.
Thank you.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.